Hello everyone, and welcome to week 2 of Countries Gay to Z, where we break down LGBTQIA+ rights one country at a time.
I'm Rick.
I'm Jack.
And this is the second in an occasional series where we'll be going through different countries and reviewing their history, culture, and relationship with the LGBTQIA+ community. Ultimately, we hope to give you a spotlight into what the country has to offer and what the travel experience is like for the queer community.
Countries are ranked according to the Gay Travel Index, provided by Spartacus World. Spartacus have 50 years' experience providing gay travel tips and community hotspots for travellers and are digital producers of gay travel content. Best known for their Gay Travel Index and their International Pride calendar, you can follow them on Insta at Spartacus Gay Guide and on Twitter at Spartacus Guide.
So Jack, which country are we looking at today?
Thank you, Rick. Hi everyone. He's wet up above, though dry below, and nothing can beat his Mediterranean charm. Today we have Morocco.
Once again, a rousing national anthem. Correct me if I'm wrong, but you're not going alphabetically.
Look, I thought if we were going from Afghanistan to Albania to Algeria, we'd be lucky if my attention actually held by the time we hit Belarus.
So let's amuse our listeners. Where's Morocco?
Morocco forms the northwesternmost point of the Maghreb, a strip of countries along the northern coast of Africa. The only monarchy in Africa, its capital, Rabat, is overshadowed by the larger and more famous Casablanca. The country is divided by the Atlas Mountains running down its centre, which creates a stunning variation in geography, as the moist Atlantic winds interact with the ranges. Tropics and deserts are found in the north and south, respectively.
So I'm going to be honest, all I know about Morocco I learned from the Archer episode, where Sterling and Lana extract a local operative who's come over to the west. So did Allen Ginsberg really write Howl in a hotel room in Tangier? What else can you tell us about the history of Morocco?
Well, first, no, of course he didn't. Second, I have no idea what that is, but going onwards, in terms of Morocco's history, it's traditionally the land of the Berbers, which is one of the first tribes in Africa, but was later part of the Carthaginian and Roman empires. Attempts of European possession in the 15th century were repulsed, however it finally succumbed in the 1800s, and in 1956 it regained its independence from France. Today, it is a popular tourist destination and has a population of 36 million.
So what does Morocco have to offer a tourist, considering the location literally across the Gibraltar Strait from Europe?
Look, Morocco is a true Mediterranean melting pot. The food here is incredible, from tangia and tagine to couscous and steamed sheep's head. You'll be in for a treat, and without even mentioning their spices and bazaars with snake charmers and acrobats. The architecture is a stunning mix of Arabic, Islam and Spanish influences. Make sure you check out the Hassan II Mosque in Casablanca, or some of its old town neighbourhoods, painted in startling blues and whites. The stork, flamingo, pelican and cattle egret are famous for roosting in the country's ramparts and mosques. Some listeners may have heard of Fez, which claims to be their cultural capital. However, for queer tourists, your best bet is to go to Marrakesh. They're queer-friendly hotels and bars that, whilst not openly queer-friendly, do attract that crowd.
Sounds good. Is there much protection for queer rights in the country?
And this is the interesting bit. If you tuned in a fortnight ago, we looked at Afghanistan's LGBTQIA+ rights violations. Listen back online at radioadelaide.org.au. So whilst it isn't quite on the same level as Afghanistan, Morocco is ranked by Spartacus at 161 out of 202 countries. Article 489 of its penal code prohibits same-sex activity with a threat of imprisonment of up to 3 years. However, Morocco is said to be the most liberal of the Arab states and has inherited a laissez-faire, seen-it-all, live-and-let-live attitude. Whilst a British man in 2014 was sentenced to 4 months in prison, generally tourists are safe. After all, the king is looking to boost its tourism and economy and doesn't want to write us queer folk out of the equation entirely.
So it's not absolutely gay unfriendly then?
No. But say, Rick, what is life like for the locals?
For the locals, circumstances are rougher. Morocco functions with an expectation of marriage and children, and queer individuals can be intimidated by authorities. The names of anyone who's arrested on charges of homosexual acts will be published, regardless of whether they're really gay or not, which has dire consequences as friends and family ghost, leaving people with no social connections. Whilst queer organisations are prohibited from registering in Morocco, KifKif, the country's queer NGO, publishes a magazine which is printed in Spain before being distributed across Morocco, with tacit government approval. Nonetheless, there are calls by some queer community members to boycott Morocco.
However, if you decide that sunsets over the Atlantic are too good to miss, I'd recommend taking a travel group. Handholding is common amongst straight men and women, so you can get away with, but avoid all other public displays of affection. This is regardless of sexual orientation.
Is there anything else you want to say before we go, Jack?
Oh, indeed there is, Rick. As in Afghanistan, the anti-LGBTQIA plus penal code is a formal relic from the colonial rule, with Morocco's penal code even still being written in French, which remains an official language. As in many countries, Europe has a responsibility to continue decolonization in a respectful manner following their actions in the 20th century.
And just a final note regarding the pandemic, Morocco recorded over 1,500 new cases of COVID-19 on Tuesday. So maybe some fantasies are better left for next year.
Well, that's all we have time for today, but tune in next time as we take a look at Argentina. I am really bouncing around the alphabet.